What's new in business news, September 16th, 2013? With digital TV auctions, big changes to Thai TV coming soon. Nissan to make cars in Myanmar, and end of quantitative easing in US will have little impact on Thailand. Broadcasting. Digital TV poised to change landscape. Auctions for 24 commercial digital TV licenses will be held in mid-December and will draw 100 billion baht in new investment. The first big change in Thai broadcasting took place 4 decades ago when black and white TV went to color. The switch to digital broadcasting will be the second big change. With digital TV, consumers will get a variety of content from the 6 existing free TV stations and 48 new digital TV channels, consisting of 24 commercial channels, 12 public channels, and 12 community channels. The switchover to digital TV has been designed to minimize problems for consumers. Consumers will not need to buy a new TV set and will not have to use an antenna. A set-top box for 1,000 baht or less will convert the old digital TV, or consumers can buy a new style TV set marked by the NBTC's sticker of approval. The regulator has approved 54 TV models from Panasonic, Samsung, Sony, and LG that can pick up digital signals. For those watching TV on a satellite system, they need not change TV sets. Automotive. Nissan will make cars in Myanmar. Japanese automaker Nissan plans to begin producing small cars and pickup trucks in Myanmar with its Malaysian partner, Tangchong Motor, as early as this year. Japan's Suzuki announced the restart of production in Myanmar earlier in the year, and Ford says it will open a showroom, but Nissan would be the biggest car maker to start production there. A Tangchong affiliate will likely construct an assembly plant in Myanmar that will finish cars using parts shipped from Nissan factories in Southeast Asia and elsewhere. Car ownership was only around 2.36 million units as of last year in Myanmar, that has a population of 63 million, meaning the market has much room to grow. Economy. BOT. Thailand not at risk from U.S. scaling back quantitative easing. Investors around the world are now awaiting the outcome of a U.S. Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, meeting on September 17th to 18th, widely expected to initiate a gradual scaling back of the U.S. Central Bank, or Federal Reserve's, U.S. $85 billion monthly asset purchase program known as quantitative easing, or QE. Thailand's strong fundamentals will shield it from the adverse effects of QE reduction, or tapering, finds a new report from the Bank of Thailand entitled International Spillovers of the Implementation and Termination of QE. In addition to its low unemployment rate of 0.6%, Thailand has an inflation rate of only 0.75% and substantial foreign reserves, totaling $168.9 billion. A nascent global economic recovery could offer a further buffer.